Tafreshan Aleph Ches, the Rama says, Imalik b'shnei psachim. So if you are lighting at your two entrances, because you are afraid that people might think that you're not lighting Hanukkah candles, if you don't light at both, you only need to make a bracha at one of them, not the other. Because the second one, you're not actually fulfilling a mitzvah with. Nowadays, where everybody lights inside their house, people outside don't really see because they used to light at the entrance to their doorway inside. So nowadays we don't have to light. Even if we have two entrances, we only need to light at one of the entrances since people outside aren't going to see it anyway. But even if we're lighting in the window, Shom Zalman Orbach says that even if you have two windows, since you're really lighting for the inside, you don't really need to be concerned that people are going to say, oh, this guy's not lighting at his house, because everyone knows that you're lighting inside anyway, so there's no concern to light at every window that you have in your house. Simtafashayim Beis, when is the appropriate time to light Hanukkah candles? Sif Aleph, Ein Madlikin Ner Hanukkah Kodem Shetishka Achama Elim Sof Shkiyasa. The Mechaber writes that the appropriate time to light Hanukkah candles is at the end of Shkiyah. Lom Achim Lom Akdimin. It can't be before or after. What is that time? That refers to Tseis HaKochavim, which is the time that it gets dark, when three stars come out. Time when it gets dark, that is the appropriate time to light Hanukkah candles, because that is when people are outside and they'll be able to see the lights of the Hanukkah candles. That is the opinion of the Mechaber. However, there are many opinions of Mishnah Berurah quotes who disagree, and they say that the appropriate time to light Hanukkah candles is at the beginning of the Shkia Shnia, which is around 15 minutes before Tseis HaKochavim, and then the Vilna Gaon holds that the ideal time to light is at the actual beginning of Shkia. And that is the opinion that many follow, to light at the beginning of Shkia. That is what the Mishnah Berurah says. No. Says that even if, so then there's multiple opinions, Lamaisa nowadays. So the Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon would light at Shkia. Shlomo Zalman Orbach lit at Shkia. Briska Rav lit at Shkia. But the Chazon Ish said to light 20 minutes after Shkia. And Rav Moshe Feinstein, who we generally follow in America, says you should light around 10 minutes after Shkia. So obviously there's multiple opinions as to when the best time is. All right.
25 to 30.
Ron Cutler, okay. Schechter also says to light a couple minutes after Shkia because we don't know the exact time for Shkia. So that's the best time to light, a couple minutes after sunset. What about when you're trying to decide whether you should light candles or Daven Maariv? Which should you do first? So the Mishnah Berurah says that even if you normally light after Maariv, it's best. So the best thing, if you normally daven Maariv late after Tseis HaKochavim, so then you can light Hanukkah candles at Shkia and then daven Maariv after. But if you normally daven Maariv at the Mincha Maariv, Minyan, and Shul, so then it's better to daven Maariv first and then light candles after. But even if you're going to light the candles after, you should set up the candles beforehand. So before you leave to work in the morning, let's say, you should set up the candles so that they're ready, so that right when you get home, you'll be able to light the candles at the appropriate time. If you have a set minyan that you daven at every night, so then you'd be able to light candles at Shkia, light candles whenever you get home, then daven Maariv later. Most people aren't home at Shkia. Let's say nowadays Shkia is, what time? 4:30, 4:10. 4:20. So most people aren't home at that time. So let's say you're going to get home from work at 6 o'clock and you haven't daven Maariv yet. So you could light candles at 6 o'clock and then daven Maariv at your set minyan, which is much later on. That's good enough. Should you wait for your wife to get home, or should you light at the appropriate time? Machlokes HaPoskim. Rav Osner says you could wait for your wife to get home because Shalom Bayis trumps lighting at the exact appropriate time. You could wait till later so that she will be happy. There is an earlier time, says the Mechaber. Yesh mishomer shemutarud yachol lahaktim yiplaga mincha ulamala. If you're very busy and you're not able to light at the appropriate time, you can start lighting already from plaga mincha, which is earlier than shkia, uvavach yitem bashem en achetich l'regem nashuk. As long as you put enough oil in, that it will last until a half hour after tea. So again, variety of opinions between shkia and tseis HaKochavim, when the appropriate time is. Earliest time to light is plaga mincha if you're really stuck, but you have to make sure you put enough oil in that it will last until a half hour after tseis HaKochavim. The times that this comes up is, let's say you're on the road somewhere, or you have to go to a Hanukkah party or something like that. So is it better to light after plaga mincha or to light when you get home at 12 o'clock at night? So the post can discuss all of those situations.